From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Both sides are responsible for the near death of the ceasefire, says the Secretary of State. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met today in Geneva with U.N. Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura. Mr. Kerry claimed that both sides of the conflict are responsible for the bloodshed since the purported Syrian ceasefire took place.
So both sides, the opposition and the regime, have contributed to this chaos. And we are working over these next hours intensely in order to try to restore the cessation of hostilities and at the same time to raise the level of accountability that will accompany the day-to-day process of implementing this ceasefire.
UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura.
We are reinvigorating, actually, together between the Russians and Americans in the UN building the operation center. In other words, we are preparing the mechanism. But the mechanism needs a political will. Otherwise, we would have only a mechanism. But that is actually being started today.
Earlier in the day, the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia spoke with reporters who had asked if both sides were still willing to negotiate. He then placed the blame where he felt it should be directed.
That has been their declared position, so, and I am in no position to question that. But what I do know is that foot dragging and the obfuscating and the showing of no flexibility has been entirely on the regime side.
For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Turkish military killed 63 Islamic State soldiers in Syria on Sunday after launching artillery and drone strikes from an airbase in southern Turkey. State-run media in Turkey reported that the strikes took out several rocket launcher and gun positions. According to the report, Turkish artillery killed 34 ISIS extremists, while drone strikes killed another 29. Baghdad is largely back to normal after it teetered on the edge of political chaos on Sunday. Protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr breached the green zone and surrounded the parliament building, forcing lawmakers to flee. The takeover was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability. The United States ultra-secretive Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, tweeted the details of an operation that killed al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, you remember, back in 2011, drawing thousands of retweets from apparent supporters while others responded with criticism. Now, Twitter's been around since 2006. CIA's been doing it for the last 2 years. But with the fifth anniversary of the bin Laden raid, the CIA announced it would live tweet the details of its 1.3 million followers as if it were happening all over again. A new U.S. political survey signaled Sunday that Donald Trump, the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination, is surging ahead in the crucial Midwestern state of Indiana, where voters are holding the next nominating contest tomorrow. Other Republicans, Ted Cruz and John Kasich, as well as Democratic Party front runner Hillary Clinton and her sole challenger Bernie Sanders, are campaigning ahead of the Indiana vote. The governor of Puerto Rico says the island is defaulting on a $422 million debt payment due today, and he says the U.S. is partly to blame. Garcia Padilla says he had not wanted a bailout and sought to restructure the existing debt. The U.S. territory, however, needs the U.S. Congress to pass a restructuring bill for the island, but partisan politics have bogged down any movement on that particular measure. May 1st, May Day, is celebrated as the day when workers and activists march in the streets and gather in city centers to honor laborers all over the world. Now, this year, the day fell on Sunday, May 1st, but that did not dampen the resolve of those who rallied in support of workers' rights. In the U.S., thousands of people rallied at events around the country for immigrant and worker rights. Activists also spoke out against what they see as hateful presidential campaign rhetoric. Police used pepper spray to beat back rowdy May Day protesters in the northwestern city of Seattle. Police arrested 9 people and 5 police officers who were hurt in the fracas. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus has bid farewell to its performing elephants as the show closed its own chapter on a practice that has entertained audiences in America for 2 centuries, but lately has come under fire by animal rights activists. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.